Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, Fine Gael Minister for Finance Pascal Dunne, who has stepped away from his role in government to take up a new position at the World Bank. Well, to chat about the significance of all of this, I am joined by Newstalk's political correspondent Sean Defoe and Fine Gael's Minister for Health, Jennifer Carol McNeill. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'm going to come to you first, Sean. It was, I think, a case of when, not if, when it came to Pascal Donoghue. There had been speculation for a long time that he didn't want the leadership role and that he was looking further afield. And yet it still came as a shock this morning.
Yeah, definitely it came as a shock to pretty much the entirety of the political system. Even Fianna Fáil ministers, they only found out at pre-cabinet this morning, a few minutes before they went into the actual cabinet meeting, about 5 minutes before the news broke. And it had been speculated about previous roles in the past. In the same way that Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney were, I mean, that trio in particular were always speculated to be poached for big European jobs or big world jobs. The other two obviously didn't take that, they went their own paths. But still something of a surprise, I think, after he had run in the last election and sort of seen as, even though he's only 51, probably the senior member of this cabinet, particularly on the Fine Gael side. So to see him go and step away definitely leaves a bit of a void in the party, I think.
What did he have to say today about his decision to go, I suppose, and about what his own thoughts are of the role that he played in Irish politics?
He had a lot to say about sort of centrism in politics, about how he had gone about his business, tried to do his best every day, worked with lots of different people, including many within Fianna Fáil. He talked, you know, quite fondly about his relationship with Michael McGrath and indeed Jack Chambers as well. And him and McGrath had this sort of chuckle brothers relationship. They were very, very close as finance minister and public expenditure minister, and were kind of a bit of glue in that government. And here's some more of what he had to say about, I suppose, what he's leaving behind.
So I know there is still so much more progress that we have to make in our great country. So much more we have to do with regard to building more homes, to tackling climate change, to supporting those with disabilities. I know the needs are many. I know we need to better meet them. The desire, the ambition to do this has been the driving force for every day that I have held office. It is my belief that we should still be able to acknowledge what is still to do while making the case for what has already been done, the progress we have made. We acknowledge what more we have to do, but make the case for what has happened. And that is why I have repeatedly made the case for the political centre, in Ireland, in Europe. A centrist approach has been critical to the economic and social development of Ireland. I am, as I emphasised, so deeply aware of the many challenges. However, this is still the best framework in which to make progress and pursue the long-term well-being of Ireland and Europe.
Pascal Donoghue there, always that same measured, calm tone, no matter what was going on. That's what we always got in our interviews with him. And Fine Gael did move pretty quickly to sort of steady the ship here, because obviously this created a big vacancy. And Simon Harris has taken up that role as the Minister for Finance. Why?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. And it's, you don't really see this level of change within a party that's already been in government, probably a testament to how long Fine Gael has been in government. But it definitely is a changing of the guard moment. Every Fine Gael cabinet minister is now under the age of 50. I think that's the first time that's ever happened. Only a third of the cabinet is over the age of 50, probably a first as well, in terms of quite a young cabinet and young ministers around. And the switches, like you said, Simon Harris goes into finance, Helen McEntee promoted as the first female minister for foreign affairs and first female defence minister, Hildegard Nocton then the super junior bumped up to take her place in the Department of Education, Eimear Higgins becomes super junior minister for disability, and then Frankie Fian comes in, takes a junior ministerial role again. He was previously super junior minister for drugs. And what Fine Gael are saying is, look, this was about experience, and they are losing their most experienced, longest tenured cabinet minister in Pascal Donoghue, and so they wanted to put Simon Harris in there to have that level of experience. The same with Helen McEntee is the next level, and even down to Frankie Fian, who is the most experienced of the backbenchers, who is now coming in here. That's sort of the official explanation. The speculation then around Leinster House, and of course it has been rife, is that Simon Harris wants this to have a bit more cachet at home, to be not the Foreign Affairs Minister, but to be a minister who is very senior, but also in the country quite a lot, because he may have one eye on his own back and his own leadership after, you know, what's been a couple of rough years for Fine Gael in the past, and that someone like Jennifer Carroll McNeill could be waiting in the long grass for him, and that he can better deal with that from the Department of Finance and from being at home more often.
All right. Well, speaking of Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the Minister for Health is joining us on the line. You're very welcome to the Hard Shoulder, Minister. You moved into the Department of Finance as a Minister for State in 2022, and Pascal Donoghue had been there from 2017 to 2022. When you moved in, what did you learn about him and his style of work and his reputation?
Well, it's consistent with everything I've known about Pascal since started working with him in 2008. Pascal is an extraordinarily hard worker. He has an exceptional intellect, and he goes about his work with his constituents and with all of his public servants around him with just exceptional kindness, compassion, good humour all the time. And we always finished a meeting, you know, on a positive note. Pascal is somebody who's so committed to the Irish state and has been and through really difficult, dark days that faced us, where we didn't know what the outcomes were going to be with Brexit, with COVID, with the energy crisis. And Pascal has helped steer this state through exceptionally difficult times since becoming a minister in 2014. He's worked with Fore Taoiseach. He is a great friend to so many people in the Oireachtas, and it was wonderful to hear the tributes to him from across the political divide today, many of whom would disagree with his politics, would disagree with his policy, but were very, very clear that they had such regard and respect for him as a person, for an Oireachtas colleague, and for somebody who is going to represent Ireland in an extraordinarily senior position globally. And certainly, I think everybody in the Oireachtas and certainly everybody in Fine Gael and in his own constituency will be enormously proud to have one of our own hold such a senior, senior global position. He's been a great friend to me and a great mentor to me at every stage, and I know he has been for many others. And let me just give you an example of that. I went to the ECOFIN meeting with him when I was Minister for State for Finance. I was the first woman to do so on behalf of Ireland. Pascal, or Pascal as he's referred to at the Eurogroup meeting, brought me in. He introduced me to everybody, Christine Lagarde, all of the different ministers, settled it, made it comfortable for me, because for any person that's a big meeting and a big room to go into. But Pascal and his thought and his kindness, his exceptional relationships with everybody else, facilitated that for me. And that is just one example of so many examples of that kind of thoughtfulness that Pascal has put into all of the people around him.
Now, Pat Leahy is writing in the Irish Times today, quoting sources sort of within government and indeed within Fine Gael and Fine Foyle, saying, look, this is actually a huge blow to the capacity and to the coherence of this government. Will Simon Harris be able to have that same sort of collegiate relationship with Jack Chambers that Pascal Donoghue was able to have?
And Pascal has been such a central part, and that's it's right to articulate that, not just Pascal, but Pascal's team, Deborah Sweeney and Fiona O'Connor, who have worked with him for so long. And of course, he's a phenomenal constituency TD in Dublin Central. So Pascal has been there for 10 years, more than 10 years, 10 budgets. And there's no question but that whomever that is, that's a big change for any government. That's an institutional memory that's very, very important, and an experience, particularly through difficult days. And Pascal has brought us back to surplus not once but twice. So it's an enormous body of knowledge to lose for the government, but it's also one which, because of the way Pascal has worked in such a collegiate way and in such a mentoring way, he has helped bring many of us to an understanding of his work, the cooperation with him, very, very good politically, his judgment and the management of budgets over time. And we're all the beneficiary of that, considering that the economy is at absolutely full employment with a surplus and money put away in a future Ireland fund, all as a consequence of the steadiness of Pascal Donoghue. So we have all done that and worked with that together. And Pascal is a big loss to that. There's no question. But it's also true to say that memory lives on, and that experience lives on, and that way of working lives on. And Pascal's commitment to the centre is one that Fine Gael is committed to delivering, to delivering for everybody through a growing economic pot, to make sure that we have the funds, the tax funds, to be able to deliver public services in the Department of Health, Department of Education, and everywhere else, to make sure that we can deliver services to our people. That's all the work that I am continuing tomorrow and the next day. Simon Harris is continuing tomorrow and the next day. And every single
Do you think Simon Harris will have that same attitude to fiscal policy that Pascal had?
Well, I think, it's a Fine Gael commitment to fiscal policy, and Simon Harris is the leader of Fine Gael, so absolutely yes. And I think he will work very collegiately. I mean, Pascal, he was involved in the budgets that have just been agreed and delivered, that sort of centrepiece of the Taoiseach Tánaiste and the two ministers for finance is a central plank in the development of that. I would have been speaking to Simon Harris as much as I was speaking to Pascal Donoghue about the development of the budget, because that's absolutely core. So Simon has that central government experience, both as Tánaiste and as Taoiseach, and that's a very, very important piece of institutional knowledge that he has.
It was a very tough budget for people, I think, the last one. There was very little in it for your average worker, your average household in this country. Do you think it was influenced by the fact that Pascal knew he'd one foot out the door?
Oh, I wouldn't accept that at all. I mean, this is a budget where the health system is recruiting an extra 3,500 people nearly, where I'm delivering additional funds for drugs. This is a budget where we've invested in public services. This is a budget where we're trying to maintain a steady ship for the economy and drive further into capital investment, where we've had a major, major capital programme. So I just wouldn't accept that necessarily, because of the amount of money that we're trying to invest in public services, which is what people told us they wanted during the election. The most important piece for Ireland's economic security is jobs, is families having jobs, having an income, having two incomes as may be, and being able to depend on that. And that is the economy that Pascal has delivered while doubling the health budget over the last 10 years as for Finance.
And so Pascal Donoghue
to do both.
Always kind of made it clear, he certainly did in recent months, that he was never going to be interested in the leadership of Fine Gael. And perhaps he didn't get an opportunity last time when Leo Varadkar stepped down, because Simon Harris had done so much groundwork and was out of the traps so quickly. But in terms of other leadership contenders, he was one of them, and so are you. Does it clear the way now for your bid to be leader of Fine Gael when the time comes, Jennifer?
That's not what today is about. Today really is about Pascal Donoghue.
And we always have to look to the future.
Yeah, that's true. And there'll always be a future, but today isn't the day for it. The one person as well that I would particularly like to congratulate is Helen McEntee. Helen McEntee today becomes the first female Minister for Foreign Affairs, the first female Minister for Defence. That's really significant achievement after 100 years of the operation of this state.
We still don't have a female leader of Fine Gael,
no,
Jennifer.
Until today, we didn't have a female Minister for Foreign Affairs and we didn't have a female Minister for Defence. And I really want to just acknowledge Helen McEntee and her achievement, because that's an important statement for women generally. So that really is important.
Simon Harris moving himself now into the Minister for Finance role. It is a really public role. It brings you back into the country. Do you think he did that because he does have one eye on his own back, as Sean Defoe just said?
I think that's very speculative. I think really Simon is concerned about delivering at the centre of government, and that's why he will want to be in finance. He was very particular that he wanted to be at the centre in respect of trade, not just foreign affairs, because that is the really existential issue for us. The finance, trade, how that sits together, our presence at the Eurogroup meetings, at the ECOFIN meetings, that is really hugely important as we go into the European presidency. That sort of seat across both finance and foreign affairs is really very important. And I know that Simon and Helen are going to do an exceptional job on that throughout 2026.
Okay, Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.